I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way.
Man, God has been so kind to my wife and I. Healthy children, beautiful church. Man, I'm just amazed.
In humble adoration.
Man, God has been so kind to my wife and I. Healthy children, beautiful church. Man, I'm just amazed.
In humble adoration, we bow before your throne, opening our hearts, surrendering our wills, calling unto you.
Cry holy, 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 cry Good evening, family, to Women Speak Now with What's the Word with Minister Terry. I'm your host tonight, Minister Terry. Thankful Thursday. I tell you, family, thankful Thursday. Every day we should be thankful. Hallelujah, Jesus. He opens our eyes, starts us on our way. We have to be thankful. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for another opportunity to host Women Speak Now. And Father, I thank the mighty man of God, Pastor E, for allowing me another opportunity to host Women Speak Now for the fourth Thursday. Amen. So, family, let us pray. I pray, Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this opportunity. Father, I thank you, Father, for waking me up this morning. Started me on my way. Because I know, Father, it was only you. Father, I pray in the almighty name of Christ Jesus going on in your world. I pray for the spirit of loving one another. Father, I pray for that spirit to come upon each and every one. Father God, I pray against the spirit of selfishness. And I pray that the spirit of giving comes between each and every one. Father God, I pray also for the spirit of healing and togetherness for our nation, Father. And Father, I pray for Hawaii. I pray for the state of Hawaii, for their safety in this volcanic activity that's going on. Father God, we know you are ultimately, you are in control of everything. And I pray, Father, for their safety. I pray for their lives, and I pray for their living conditions. Also, I pray, Father, for the state of California. I pray that all the voters come out and cast their vote, because change comes when we do what we're called to do. And, Father, also, I pray against the spirit of hoarding. I pray against that spirit, and I pray, Father, that the spirit comes within us to be shared. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that every word I speak is pleasing and acceptable to you, Father. And Father, I submit these prayers to you in Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen. Family, today my subject matter is, search me, O Lord, and let me examine myself. I have a few scriptures that I'm coming out of. First one is Lamentations 3:40. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Next scripture is Psalms 26:2. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. Next scripture is Jeremiah 17:9. It says, the heart is deceitful and above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Next scripture, Psalms 139:23. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety, and see if there is any wicked in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, these scriptures, all four of these scriptures, it goes back to our subject matter of tonight. Search me, O Lord. The Lord, he searches us. And we want to tell ourselves, let me examine myself. Am I pleased and acceptable to the Heavenly Father? Am I doing his will, his way, through his word, or am I doing my own thing? Amen. I tell you, family, our Heavenly Father God, He knows all of us. He knows our actions. He is omnipresent in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. We should be crying out to Him to purge out of us that which is not pleasing and acceptable in His sight. No matter what we see, no matter what others see, but in the sight of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to stop trying to please others and stop trying to please ourselves. We are purchased. We are purchased for a price. Jesus paid His life on the cross for God's good purpose. Hallelujah. And He has a purpose for each and every one of us. You have to believe. Amen. And when you go to Him, you will find out what He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. But do you truly believe? The thing is, it goes back to believing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have to ask Him, Father, please send Your Spirit to live within us. Father, we have to say, let no hatred, no backbiting, no gossiping, and anything else that is not in Your will live within us, within our spirit. Again, family, we have to ask them to purge out of us those things. We have to cry out, Father, please help me to forgive. See, this is a difficult one, forgiving. A lot of people, they'll forgive one day, and then the next day they bring it back up. But once you forgive, you have to forgive and forget. And when you forgive, you cannot attach any strings attached to it. Oh, I forgive you just because. No, just forgive. Because we know when we forgive, the Heavenly Father forgives us. And if we don't forgive others, He will not forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. And we have to say, Lord, I want to follow You completely. Not sometime like yesterday and maybe next week, completely. Oh, Father, we have to tell them, Father, this is the desire of my heart. Say, Lord, I deny myself and carry my personal cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. Daily, constantly. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell your family, Father God reveals. We have to tell Him, Father, reveal Yourself to me through Your word. Ooh, Jesus. He reveals Himself to us through His word individually. And I tell you, also reveal Yourself to me while I am in prayer with You. Ooh, thank You, Holy Spirit. Then we have to shout out, Father, convict me of what is in me that is not pleasing to You and acceptable to You. We have to also tell Him, Father, come into me, Father. And I will listen, and I will follow, Father. You have to say, I am desperately seeking to do Your will, not my will, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, Father, may I let the words, Your word, comfort me, keep me in perfect peace in Jesus. Only, Father God, that You are able to keep me in perfect peace. Father God, I am so thankful and grateful for Your word and rejoice in Jesus all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we have to rejoice in the Lord. We have to rejoice over the world circumstances because we know God is in control. He is still on the throne with Jesus sitting at His right side. Hallelujah. And family, we have to rejoice over our circumstances. We have to say, Father, I thank You. I thank You for the peace. I tell You, the peace that comes only from You, Lord. I tell You, Lord, let my mind be open. And You too, You have to say it. Open and receptive to all You speak to me, Father, personally. Make it personal, family, because this is our personal relationship with the Heavenly Father. And also, Father, be open and receptive to all us as vessels of your word. Hallelujah. When somebody is speaking the true word of God into your life, listen. We have to listen. Sometimes we have to just shut that mouth and use those two ears and listen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I ask that you shield our eyes and our ears to any and everything contrary to your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to guard our eyes, family, and our ears. Amen. Father, I ask that you, Father, you let me remain to be proactive and not reactive of the things of this world, because we know we are in the world but not of the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I say, let your spirit rain down on us, your people, Father. And Father God, please to continue to teach me discernment and recognize sin, recognize sinful nature, and to be able to deal with it immediately. Sin is something you want to be able to deal with immediately, because even as Christians and believers, we sin less because we know there's consequences behind it. Amen. Father, I ask that you help me to recognize when I have committed sin against others, that I may repent of the sin right then in the name of Jesus. Amen, Father. I tell you, sin. Father, I desire, and we all should desire to honor you completely. And we know that sin can kill the spirit. We know it can ruin the soul. Amen. Father, I ask that you help me, and we make it personal, that's you too, to continue to die of self. Die to self, and remain in the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. And remain in you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I tell you, I love the process. I tell you, Father, continue to teach me to seek you. Seek you before I do anything, Father. Anything that I plan to do, I can't do nothing without you. Father, I pray that I make right decisions and cancel all poor choices. Our choices, family, our poor choices have got us in a world of trouble. So we have to go to him before so we can make the right decision. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, hold me accountable, you two families, for doing the best for you. Oh, it ain't for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. But for you, Father. And I say, Father, let me be sensitive to the convictions of the Holy Spirit. We all will be convicted by the Holy Spirit. And when he's in and that, you know you ain't supposed to be doing that. You know you treated so-and-so wrong when you did that, when you looked at them the same way. The Holy Spirit, I want to be sensitive when the Holy Spirit convicts me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because this is my heart I'm working on. And that heart we want to change. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I ask that you humble me whenever necessary. Hallelujah, Jesus, humble me. And Father, reveal my character. Reveal my flaws. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, search my heart as I pray, Lord, and follow Jesus. Let me walk in a repentant spirit and not in condemnation of the sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, our fleshly body can see just on a lot of things. But the Spirit says loving kindness to treat others well. Let our hearts be transformed. Let our hearts transform our actions. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the transformation takes place through the word of God. Ooh, thank you. Family, we know our personal relationship with the Father. We know. Are we saved? Hallelujah, Jesus. Are we saved and faithful? Do we rid ourselves of fear, doubt, uncertainties? Our faith and unconditional love for Jesus, my God, paid in full for my sin and your sin. Amen. Lord, I pray I continue to use the 24 hours. Ooh, Jesus, we all got the 24 hours per day that you have given us. I pray that I prioritize my life with you at the head and in everything I do. Hallelujah, Jesus. With every breath I take, Lord, I tell you, my time with you is valuable. Thank you. Hallelujah. I tell you, Heavenly Father God, examine myself not to hate, not to judge, but to love all. Amen. We all have to know our thoughts. We know as a man, woman, thinketh in their heart, so is he. We can't hide behind nothing from the Father family. He knows us, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ooh, Jesus, love. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you love somebody, you don't hurt nobody. You just love. I say, we may not like some things, but you love. And that love comes from God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Love and not judge. Hallelujah. Praise. Glory be to God. I ask the Father to test my faith. Test my faith as a believer and follower of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, I tell you, we test for everything, everything under the sun. We test for academic testing to get job promotion and career advancement. We do medical testing. We go get checkups. We get labs. I tell you, family, those are tests. We even get professional tests for licenses, doctors, lawyers, advisors, everything, nurses, all of those things. And we even go, family, we prepare ourselves and test ourselves. We get so prepared for a DMV test for driving because we want to drive. But I tell you, family, we must ask ourselves. We must ask the Lord to test us. Test me, Lord. Hallelujah. Will we pass the test of faith? I tell you, in a crisis, to judge others and point fingers. We should be pointing fingers at ourselves. And do not do our own self-examination. It's about examining our own self and our own heart. Family, we have to ask ourselves, are we wasting our God-given time in other folks' business, worrying about what they have and what you don't have? I thank you, Father, that I got Jesus, and I got all I need when I had Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank you that I am yours and you are mine. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory be to God. I love you, Jesus. Family, pass or fail the test of the Lord. How strong is our faith? Do we work to rid ourselves of sinful attributes? Sinful behavior of jealousy, anger, bad temper, dispute, slander, gossiping, I said that once before, arrogant boasting, you ain't did nothing, God does it all, glory be to God. Impurities, immoralities, sensualities, sexuality, behaviors, do we, family, do we really? Jesus, glory be to God. We have to ask ourselves, am I a true Christian, a follower of Jesus? Family, we must put energy and time into his word. And when we get his word, we must apply it to our daily walk. Not just because I want to do it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every day. Constantly. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. No time off. No time off at this service. And we are called to serve. I tell you, family, the Father doesn't give us time to waste. And harboring negative traits, it wastes God-given time and energy. Ooh, glory be to God. We have to build up the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Here's another scripture, family, I want to go over. 2 Corinthians 13:15. The Apostle Paul, he tells us, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test ourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you unless, of course, you fail the test? We were talking about family. This is a test. This is a test for God and Jesus. Hallelujah. What kind of preparation should we do? Ask ourselves, family. Amen. I tell you, family, we all have a lot of preparing to do for the test we want to pass. Amen. We prepare for them. We need to pass this test to remain in constant preparation of the Lord's test. I tell you, family, he's coming back. He's coming back for you and I. And I thank God, I am born again to new life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't help but praise him. As true believers, we should have no fear of this self-examination. Because our Father has redeemed us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He's redeemed us through the blood of Jesus to be reconciled with him. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, Christ Jesus can change you. He has changed me. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm lifting my hands in glory. Hallelujah. And I tell you, family, that change comes from the inside out. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Where can we love when we get this change? We can love more. We begin to forgive more. Forgive and forget. Hallelujah, Jesus. And also, we begin to give more. We give more because God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray more, and when we pray more, we pray more for others. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, God receives all that glory. We take nothing. Glory be to God. When our thoughts and our hearts are pure, we let others go first. Jesus, because we know that the Heavenly Father God will make the first last and the last first. Glory be to God. Oh, you go first. Hallelujah. I love what Pastor E said. You go first. So you go. Glory be to God, because we have to learn that principle to let others go first. Yes, indeed. Glory be to God. Do we live each day righteously? Righteously means making right decisions and get rid of them poor choices. Jesus. Can we resist the worldly temptations? Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do we know that we are more than conquerors and Jesus has given us the victory? We have to walk victorious, family. Do we recognize and possess discernment of what is not pleasing to the Father? Do we, family? I tell you, family, we are rewarded with increased peace. He gives you so much. Oh, that word. This word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He gives us so much peace and confidence. Not that arrogant confidence, but confidence in who we are in Christ Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, I can't help but praise this. In our spiritual self-examination, family, we must point the fingers to ourselves. Does our lifestyle reflect Jesus living within us? Are we in a committed relationship with Christ, committed to applying his word to our lives? Are we prayerfully optimistic about those around us? And I'm not just talking about the immediate family and our friends, but are we optimistic about neighbors, people on the street, people in the market? Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Self-examination. Family, we benefit from self-examination. And God receives all the glory. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The truth emanates. The truth sets us free, family. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And in self-examination, it can be like spring cleaning. You get rid of the things you don't need. Ooh, the things that don't mean you no good. Cleanse this temple. Clean house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. When we're cleaning up for the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, Father, I want to do your will. Ooh, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Family, now if we fail the test to work, then believe in him. Believe in him and accept him as Lord, your personal, make it personal, family. Personal Lord and Savior. Ask ourselves, am I living the lifestyle of obedience to Jesus, not to myself? Ask ourselves also, have I grown? Am I growing? Have I changed? Am I committed to follow his word? Am I growing deeper in it? And in all his scriptures and all you're getting, they say, get an understanding. If you don't know, ask somebody. Amen, family. Get an understanding what God is revealing to you personally through his word. Oh, thy word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That word. Family, I'm going to close this search your heart and self-examination with scriptures. This scripture is Psalm 51:10-12. One of my favorites. I have a lot of them. I may say it each and every time, but I tell you, that word of God, it just does something to me. It just puts me on the woo up there. So I have a lot of scriptures that I feel good about. Amen. This one is Psalm 51:10-12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take, your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, we can't ask for more than a loving God. No more than thank you, Jesus. He paid it all, family. He paid it all for you and I. And family, that ends my session right now. Of search your heart, O Lord, and create in me a clean spirit. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And also self-examination of self. Hallelujah. And right now, family, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor E. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. How are you?
I'm blessed, you know. I got Jesus.
Excellent.
I am
word.
Blessed.
No, yeah, we got Jesus.
Yeah,
for the word.
We got
thank you
Jesus.
So much for.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Yes, ma'am. Now we want to give everybody else an opportunity. If you want to chime in and to get the information tonight on Women Speak Now, what's
Amen. Amen, sis. Amen, sis. You on the line?
Oh, I'm on the line. I'm on the line. I don't
you
know if you can. Am I live or
you live? I'm talking to you live, girl.
Oh,
what's
okay.
going on?
Well, girl, I tell you, Minister Terry, you bought the word. You bought the word, sis. I tell you.
That's glory be to God. You know, it's
glory be to God.
All
and
the glory
God,
goes to God.
I thank God for you. I thank God for all of my family, the Now Network family, and Pastor E. I tell you,
thank God for
all of the family members. And sis, this word that you bought was so needed, you know, because the thing is, a lot of times we don't take the time to stop and examine ourselves, you know. As we get older, you know, we get a little bit better, but you know, even now as an adult and you know, senior citizen, in fact,
yes.
I still have to stop and reflect and examine, you know, myself and my intentions, and you know, make sure that I'm living in God's will and doing things according to God's mighty plan, you know, because whenever we do things according to God's mighty plan, then we know that we're going to be doing it right. Because for one thing, God's going to make sure that we get it right. Because the first gift that he has given us is the gift of discernment. Okay,
yeah.
That's that amazing ability to be able to judge well, you know. And we know if we listen and we hear God's voice, we're going to get it right. And if we choose right and we move in that direction, hey, we're going to be okay. And then if we do happen to not choose right, God has given us that conscience.
Yes.
And you know that conscience is going to definitely let you know, hey, come on now, sister, you're not making the right decision, so you better back up. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And so thank God that God has given us discernment and he's given us that conscience.
Yes.
Pastor, are you laughing back there?
Yes.
Dude, I know you can relate, can't you?
Oh, my gosh.
We thank God.
But, sis, yeah, we definitely have to examine ourselves and make sure that we're pleasing and acceptable in the eyes of God Almighty. Because, hey,
right.
You know, we're definitely his children. You know, we're born in his image and his likeness. And so, hey, we should be walking his steps. We shouldn't missing steps. You should be always stepping in the right direction.
He should discipline us when needed.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
You said it. Hallelujah.
You know, God disciplines his children. We belong to him as a parent disciplines their child. God disciplines us too. And sometimes we say, why am I going through this? But that's the discipline of the Heavenly Father. He loves you. You cannot love without discipline when discipline is needed. You know, so.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's how he gets our attention.
I hear y'all.
Yes, family, you hear us.
We're about to override what's going on tonight, but we're about to relaunch and to really, really challenge all of our network partners to go to a really, you know, we always talk about another level, and we got some things for you. Look out in June. June is going to see some things. You'll be like, oh my gosh, what is God moving in this season right now? But we're being disciplined to just wait on the Lord, and when he says go, which I know June, we're about to relaunch some new flyers. We have some new ministers. We have some new shows. We have a new anointing. We have a new commitment. But me personally, I have something that I'm going to be unleashing to our network that is going to really say, you know, you guys said, you know, why should we need anybody? I mean, why should anybody have to be the one to correct us or what was the word you used, Mr. Terry?
To give us a confirmation, discipline. Discipline. You know,
okay,
we grew up on discipline.
But why should God have to discipline us anymore?
When we
really
already know what
God,
he's supposed to
do.
We know what we're supposed to be
God
doing.
The God of discipline. We gotta start disciplining ourselves.
Yes. That's part of that self-examination.
Self-examination. You're so right. You
yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's a key. That was Ice Cube, right?
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, that was Ice
Somebody.
Cube. I think you said something about it would be bad for your health.
Bad for your health.
Right. That's a true and living word. Glory
yes,
be to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This was great, sis.
Well, thank you so much. We got a couple other callers.
All right now. You're welcome.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love
all.
You, sis. Thank you
Love
for
you
chiming
too.
In.
You're welcome.
Love you, sis.
Love you.
Minister Carolyn,
Amen.
You're live on Women Speak Now. What's the word with Minister Terry?
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Minister Terry, Pastor E. This is so much for me about checking yourself.
Self-examination. Amen, sister. We all have to examine ourselves, you know, because we don't want to go right, left. We want to go elevate closer to God, you know. So we have to keep our eye on the prize of Jesus Christ. You know, that's it. That is it. You know, nothing, no in between, no hot and cold. That's it. That's the bottom line, you know. Jesus is
when we start to manage ourselves, God sees us in a different eyesight. He sees us on a different level when he sees you already coming prepared, not waiting to be told what to do. You know what to do. I got a sermon. Oh, Holy Spirit, can I do this?
Minister Curler. Amen. I tell you, Minister Curler.
Minister Curler, you still there?
She's still there, Minister Curler? Hello? I don't know if she's still there, Pastor.
I thought she had dropped off. Her line is still live, but let's go to our next caller and then we'll come back to Minister
Curler. Amen.
Area code 661. Last four, 9566, you're live on Women Speak Now. What's the word with Minister Terry?
Minister Terry,
hello?
I really appreciate, hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you.
Okay, am I live?
You're live.
All right, sister, I want to thank you for this awesome talk. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I want to thank you for this awesome session that you gave, Search Me, O Lord. It was so many scriptures that you put out there just touched my life and just empowered me to do more and to encourage more and to share more about God's goodness.
That's it. That's what we got to share, the good news of Jesus. And listeners and Pastor E, this is my older sister, Arlene. She's in Bakersfield, California, and I thank you, sister, for chiming
welcome, sis from Bakersfield.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor. I've been hearing so many good things as well, listening to some of your broadcasts as well here in Bakersfield.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I lived in Bakersfield for like 5 years. My daughter still lives there. Yes, I have three grandchildren in Bakersfield.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
When I finally, everybody keeps saying to me, well, when you going to start your church? I'm going to start my church with all my grandkids.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to bring some grands, too, to put in the church. They say Proverbs 22:6, train them up. Oh, yes.
Come on, let's do it.
I tell you,
well,
Pastor, go ahead, sis.
No, I just wanted to let you know that I did get this message, and it's beautiful, and I'm looking forward to the fourth Thursday.
This will
continue, right?
Yes, it'll be continued fourth Thursday of the month. Unless Pastor E tell me no, if God tells him no, he'll tell me no. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad you said that because I normally don't have to say anything. Normally a person does it on their own.
That's right. Amen.
Right.
Well, I can walk away with hands free.
So you know what?
That will enlighten me to some of the sisters here in Bakersfield that can chime in as well.
Amen. You know what?
Every Thursday, now every Thursday is Women's Speak Now. We have different team members that have their own flavor. The first Thursday is Minister Charlene. She's a single woman of God, sold out, but comes with her own way. The second, our newest addition, is Pastor V, going to be doing our second Thursday. And then our third Wednesday is Prophetess Lisa, and then Minister Terry. And if there's a fifth Thursday, we always are looking for somebody to step in and do a Women Speak Now freestyle on the fifth, whenever there's one. So we're really looking to do some things.
You may want to freestyle, Pastor E. Since you may want to freestyle on me.
I may.
Yeah.
You never know. Just keep me
That's
in prayer.
Right.
Well, Minister Cherry, you know me. I don't have a problem about that. I like freestylers.
That's right. I tell you, glory be to God.
Women Speak Now and
because we sharing the good news of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think she hung up.
Minister
Carolyn.
I look forward to continue to fellowship with you. I know we didn't get to meet at the life celebration of your other sister, but I was there.
Yes.
We didn't get to meet, but I did see you. Yes.
Right.
I remember seeing you. But I will if I have to head that way sometime, or you all head this way, we definitely need to meet.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, because, you know, and we have to tell her husband, Fidel, we got to tell him to get on the Man Up the Movement, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My husband is a pastor.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, then I need to come on up there and fellowship with y'all. we'll talk offline because we'll take everybody else out the broadcast. If there's any other callers this evening that would like to chime in, go ahead, come on, dial one. You need prayer. Now, I'm going to say this. You know, this is my favorite invitation. That one person out there that is not here, you don't even know how you got here, but you've heard some encouraging words, you've heard some love, and you've heard some family, and you want to know more about it, dial one right now. We have the solution for all of your problems. It starts with five letters, J-E-S-U-S. We get you in the right place, and you can be just where you think we are. Dial one right now. Minister Terry, any closing remarks from you, my sister?
Yes, I do have closing remarks, Pastor E, and all the listeners from my sisters
that
chimed in.
Can I do something for you?
Sure.
I know one of your followers is on the broadcast, and I don't know if dial one or not, but let's try this.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with, what's the word, and Minister Terry?
Amen. Good evening. Oh, she might be pushing
that's
one.
That's why I just wanted to try. I wanted to try, but just to say, God bless you, woman of God.
Thank
Hello.
You. Hello.
Oh,
God bless
is.
You, beautiful sister.
Hi. Hi, my sister. Hello.
Hi. Hello there.
How
are Hallelujah.
You?
I'm blessed. You know, blessed.
So where am I?
Oh,
I'm
the
one, my sister. Oh,
glory
Minister
be to God.
Minister Terry.
Glory be to God.
Awesome word.
Thank you. Glory be to God.
Are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I'm here. Yes, I can hear you.
I want to say hi to you. I love you. I miss you. Glory to God.
I love you, too. I miss you, too.
I love you, sister.
I love you, too.
You are my family. You are my
yes,
family. I love you.
Yes, we are. Glory be to God.
Thank
I
you.
Love you, too.
What a word.
You're welcome. Glory be to God. I love you.
And I love you, too.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed night, okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for chiming in, too, Evangelist Valentine. I love you.
Always.
Yeah. All right.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless
Area
you.
Code 310, last 4-4171. You're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Terry. What's the word?
Hey, Sister Minister Terry. This is Evangelist Willette Marie Hirsch. How you doing?
Hi, my beautiful sister. I tell you.
What? What?
Willette, Pastor E.
No, I've renamed you. No, I'm just playing. Willette, okay.
Hey, family. How you doing?
Excellent.
Perfect.
We haven't talked, Kathy. We haven't talked since the crossover, but we talk every day on Facebook. Glory be to God. But see, she's in ATL and I'm in Cali. So, but I tell you, in the spirit, we're together. Thank you, Jesus. I love you.
Hey,
right now,
I'm actually in Savannah.
Oh, you didn't move.
I've been in Savannah. I only was in Atlanta for 2 weeks.
You're in Savannah. Well, you're still in the ATL, huh? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's been an awesome experience.
Oh, glory be to God, I tell you. I'm so glad you chimed in. I love you.
Love you guys, too. I just wanted to say you guys are loved and appreciated and keep up the great work. You are a bright light in this kingdom. Just thankful and grateful for you.
Thank you. We do appreciate
you. Thank you, my sister. What do you have going on in your ministry that maybe you want to share people that are in your arena, in your area, that may need to connect with you? You are a covenant partner of this ministry, and we would always love to give an opportunity for you to share what you may have going on.
Just doing God's work, encouraging people. I'm getting my business Driven to Empower You off the ground. Still finishing my book. Just God's done a mighty work in speaking life into God's broken people. Want to reach people state by state, one person by one person at a time. Just be that servant for God, because we do serve an awesome God, and He's doing amazing work. He's doing a mighty shift in His people today. Just stay in position just to do what He's called you to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we are in agreement. I think you said some key words in there that we know we're in agreement. So, you know, we support you, and we have you lifted up in prayer. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I
love
always cover you guys too. So love you guys.
All right. We love you.
Love you. Amen. I love you all.
Any closing remarks, Minister Terry?
Yes, Patrick.
This has been an awesome broadcast.
Glory be to God. He gets all the glory. But Pastor E, in closing, and the listeners, all family, I just want to tell everybody, listen to Marvin Sapp. I know, Pastor, you had it on at the beginning and you've changed. But that there, we all have tried our way. And we put God second. And we put us first. And we had it wrong. And that didn't work. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So we can change. We can change that way and glorify God. And we have to ask the Holy Spirit just to speak into our hearts. Our hearts is something that changed through the Word of God. And it's a process. But through the Word of God, it can become less of us or more of Jesus. Amen. So what I say is we all to enjoy that process and ask the Lord to keep us pressing forward with a clean heart. And listen to the Spirit. Listen to your heart through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's it. And I just say, I thank the Lord for another opportunity. And love you all. Love you, Pastor E. Love you all, listeners. And God bless and have a beautiful night. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And bless you some more.
I bless you more, too. And have a peaceful night, brother.
Amen. Good night, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God. We can't wait. I got so much. Mr. Chandler, I got so much built up in me.
grab the hem of his garment. Whatever you can grab, just grab hold by faith. Say it again, say it.